Apes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Well, welcome everybody back to your favorite movie podcast.
Das Gut.
Das Gut, where we say whether a movie is Das Gut or Das Boot.
Das Boot.
Das Boot.
Das Poop.
Ah.
Das Gut or Das Poop.
Das Poop.
Das Poop.
Das Poop.
Das Poopy.
We're all over the place now.
We are. I mean, it's variety. Like, there's not a system. It's how, like, long and how many syllables you can add to the word poop is, like, the more syllables, the worse.
Oh, yeah. That does sound worse.
The more exclamation points on good, the better it is.
Ooh.
So you're like, das gut. That's a really good
Man,
movie.
That's good.
But if you're just like, das poop.
That's shark
that's
side
really
of the
bad. Yeah. That's bad. That's murder party.
Ooh. One day you'll watch it.
Yeah.
You'll be like, I actually like it. And then you and me have to fight in like a celebrity boxing.
I gotta watch it not on DVD though. Not the one downstairs.
You can get a second
sealed
copy. You know, if I see one, I'll grab it for
there
you.
That one's still sealed down there.
As it must always be.
It must remain that way.
It would even a freak accident. Like, don't release the demons in that DVD.
Nope. It's like Pandora's box. You can't unseal that.
Once you do, it's just end of world.
Don't take the shrink wrap off of the box.
No. It's not worth it.
Nope.
I don't even know that re-shrink wrapping it without opening it would save you.
No, it would not.
It's very Hellraiser-y at that point.
Yes. The box.
The box. I got a movie. You got a movie. Mine is pretty good.
Oh, okay. Das gut.
Das gut. Yes, that's the gimmick. I don't know what you got. I don't know what you want to do. So I could do a good, or you could do whatever you got.
I'll go first.
Let me hear about it.
2024, yet again.
Oh my God, all these new movies.
All these new movies.
Man, they should pay us to review these new movies.
I know, really.
Sheesh.
A Quiet Place, day one.
Oh, the first day.
Day one.
Day one, bitch.
I watched this on 12/31 of 2024, the last movie of the year for me.
Whoa, but you should have waited one more day. It would have been day one.
Day one.
Dang, missed opportunity.
It's okay.
Okay.
Day last.
Day last.
Runtime on this one is 1 hour and 39 minutes.
Boo.
It is a horror of the sci-fi ass variety.
Oh, sci-fi horror.
This is Michael Sarnowski as your director on this one. Your cast, Lupita Nyong'o, Joseph Quinn, and Jimon Hansu.
Oh, cool.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your summary for this one, a young woman named Sam finds herself trapped in New York City during the early stages of an invasion by alien creatures with sensitive hearing.
Yes.
Yes, that's it. She is also, she's a terminal illness. And the cool thing is they take them into New York City to watch a place. She's like in a home with people who are all
terminal
illness of different kinds. And they go to see a play. Mm-hmm. And she's like, the big shtick is she really wants to go to this very specific pizza place. And she's like, I'm not going to see this play. And he's like, you should go get out of the house, the director of the program. And she's like, I don't need to do that. And then she's like, I'll go if you go here for pizza after, like, you take us here for pizza. He's like, all right, I'll take you there for pizza. And so they go to see the play. In the middle of the play, the Quiet Place demon creature aliens come.
That's so unfortunate. You were gonna get the pizza.
Right. And so the whole thing, it's like this cool concept of she's like, you know what? I'm fucked anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go get this fucking pizza before I die.
That's amazing.
It's really cool. I was like, that's such a badass thing. And it's like perfect. You have Lupita Nyong'o playing the part. It's like, this is perfect. Like, perfect casting, great premise.
Yeah.
And she ends up running into Joseph Quinn, and he is kind of like fish out of water. Like, he's British,
sure,
and he's playing British character in this movie. And she ends up running into him. She's like, go away, leave me alone. And he's just like, I need you to help me. She's like, bro, I'm just going to get pizza. And like, he ends up kind of following her, and she has this cat that she has. It's like her buddy at facility, and she takes her cat with her to the show and everything. You can tell it's like an emotional support animal.
Sure.
The cat and Joseph Quinn and Lupita Nyong'o go to get pizza, and he's like, I'll go with you then. And like, he just got in, like, at the end of, like, it's kind of neat. It gets very set PC to set PC.
Sure.
At the end, she really does find the pizzeria, and you find out the reason she really wanted to go there is because her dad next door to the pizza place was a musician. He played piano at this club that was next to the pizza place.
Huh.
And so her fondest memories of life were watching her dad perform and then going to get pizza with him after, which,
aww,
was pretty lovely and nice. And then she ends up at the end kind of sacrificing herself to save Joseph Quinn, because she's like, you have a lot to live for. I don't. So I'm eating my fucking pizza. Get the hell out of here. And she ends up kind of like saving him at the end of the movie.
That's so sweet.
It was really a nice,
for a touching, weird horror movie.
Yeah, it was like the and I reviewed the second Quiet Place and I thought it was pretty lackluster on the whole. Like,
I remember, yeah.
Yeah, not a good memorable film at all. The first Quiet Place I thought was solid. This was a surprisingly good movie. That being said, I am done with these super hearing creatures. Like, I'm just kind of over it. They're very CG. Like, it's just not interesting to me personally as a viewer.
Right.
So I'm just kind of over it. It would have to be crazy high concept for me to get drawn back into this franchise at this point.
That's fair.
It's like, you guys did something cool. Go out on a high note. We don't need a Quiet Place day 2.5 or whatever. The only way it'd come back is something crazy. I was telling Sam about this crazy high concept. Like, one of the things they do in the movie is they lead people away on large ships because the creatures can't swim.
Okay.
So this is how they save large swaths of people in the city, is they take them away on boats. It's like, if I'm seeing something that's like set at the point of the first one or two and it's on a boat and they've kind of created their own little like Snowpiercer.
Sure.
Like, class system, and like the world is this boat, and we are looking at this micro universe on this boat.
Sure.
Now I'm interested.
Right. You don't even have to have the monsters at that point.
Exactly. I don't know how the hell you'd introduce a monster into this thing, but like, that'd be interesting to me.
They learned how to fly helicopters.
Right, exactly. Yeah, some dumb shit. Like, they adapted and now they can like ski or whatever. Like, well, they're fucking thinking water ski and now they're coming for it.
Look at them. They're all in a big pyramid shape. And yeah. They're coming. They're so good.
Yeah,
damn it.
Exactly.
I hate these fucking monsters.
Exactly. Or whatever it is to do. Like, that, it has to be like that level of absurd concept.
Sure.
To like, or they keep one at the bottom as like a Sarlacc pit and they entertain people by like watching the people fight in the Sarlacc pit or whatever. Like,
sure,
okay, that's fine. Like, two new people come aboard and they find out and just, you guys are real fucked up, why do you do this? And then it gets loose and whatever. I don't care. It has to be something like that is what my point is here, because I'm just kind of over it now.
Sure.
Like, I just don't believe that nobody's farting, I guess.
Sure.
Like, right. Come on.
We're all farting.
Yeah, we all fart.
Just farting.
Right. You can't, you don't know. You're like, you're gonna sneak it out. Sometimes it's just be like a squeep.
It's gonna
and
be
we're all
so
dead.
Loud.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't know. Sometimes you just can't hold it. And it's just going up. Like, it's like fucking Inception.
Oops, ma. All farts.
Like, it's, you don't know. I know you're dead.
I would do the Inception one for sure.
Yeah. I mean, go out with a bang, right?
No. Not quite a bang.
So IMDb gives this a 6.3 out of 10. Rotten Tomato critics, 281 critics, 86%.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I mean, again, the main characters really bring it. They're well fleshed out. They bond. It's really surprisingly lovely and well thought out. The audience of 10,000
plus
give it 64%.
Okay.
I gave it a 7. Out of 10, Sam gave it a 7.5 out of 10.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, it was good. Like, I don't think you'd go wrong with this movie, and it's like very modern day creature feature-y. I enjoyed it. I'm done now.
She got a damn pizza.
If you can tell me that it takes place on a boat in a micro universe and there's a Sarlacc pit and farts, I'm in. I will watch it.
It's just the characters freely farting and like being so damn proud they can do it.
Right. Like, they go down and like there's like this weird holding tank of one and they just go press their ass cheeks against the glass and just fart as loud as they can at this thing to piss it off. I'm 100% in. I will watch that. Pressed ham against the glass just to piss this thing off, because they're just like expressing their anger because their whole family got murdered by farting at this thing. I am in.
But over time, all the farts have broken and loosened the glass. And
right. So somebody comes up and really lets one go.
Some large fat bastard goes up there, releases the creature.
I'm in for this. Patent pending.
My goodness. Well, from one creature to another, there is a theme between these.
Okay.
Alien Romulus.
Oh, okay. Alien.
I got a creature feature.
The alien.
The Alien. Have you seen this one?
I have not.
Okay. This is, again, 2024.
Mm-hmm.
I watched this on the 8th of January, 2025. It is 1 hour, 59 minutes. It is monster horror, space sci-fi, horror of the regular ass variety, and thriller of the regular ass variety.
Okay.
directed by Fede Alvarez.
Yeah.
Your cast includes Kaylee Spaney, David Johnson, spelled differently, Archie Renault, and Isabella Merced, who I love.
Yeah.
Who played Dora.
Dora.
See.
This is like a heist movie meets Alien, right?
Kind of, yeah. It's pretty cool. Your movie summary. While scavenging the deep ends of a derelict space station, a group of young space colonists come face to face with the most terrifying life form in the universe.
They all have a cruise ship, and it's a micro universe.
And they fart a lot.
They fart at the xenomorph.
So much farting.
So much.
The Alien franchise in general has so many ups and downs.
It really does.
And some people hate, like, I feel like people hate the third one way too much, in my personal opinion.
There's things the third one does well. There's a lot of things it does not do well.
Correct. I think it gets a lot of shit because it had a different script that would have been way more like Aliens. And yes. People love that.
Yep. Yeah. And it's like, how do you follow up Aliens? Like, that's a huge massive movie. I mean, it's not like David. I mean, at the end of the day, David Fincher did pretty well for himself despite Alien 3. So,
right.
It seems fine.
But there's the Predator stuff. Like, everybody's got opinions. And I feel like they vary pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Some people love the AVP stuff.
Yep. You'll get people who pretty much universally are like, Alien, Aliens. And then from there, who knows what they're saying?
Sure.
It's really rare you run into somebody who will put one of the later sequels ahead of Alien or Aliens.
Right. And then you get the Prometheus stuff later and whatnot. Right.
And yep, some people like that. Some people don't.
Right. So this one does a couple things to tell you where this takes place in the timeline of all these movies. And we'll get to that in a minute. This one is kind of cool. So it's a bunch of kids working on a mining colony. They're dirty. They're dying. Like, everything's awful.
Right.
And they're working for the Weyland-Yutani Corporation. Of course. And if you work and do so much work, you can buy your freedom and eventually get off of it, because it's going to eventually kill you if you keep working at this mine.
So very much like real mines.
Yes, like real minds. So they're working towards that. It's a group of younger people. They're all in their 20s-ish or younger. And the one girl, our main character, she's got a helper robot with her.
Okay.
And people aren't like completely in love with the robot.
Interesting.
It's very, so you're kind of like, okay, well, I guess not everybody has these things. And he's definitely an older model. And he's very good. The robot's great. So what we end up having here is they plan a heist to go up to the space station that is brought into the vicinity of the mining colony. And you already have elements at this point of Weyland-Yutani trying to get a xenomorph off of it. And they're like, well, you have this old-ass robot. If we take it up there, it can access this. We can get this escape cruiser out of it, and we have enough juice to get to the next closest planet, which is not close at all. Like, right. They're going to deep cryo sleep for years.
Right.
But this is the only way they can get out of here, because of course they're told, no, we need you 10 more years.
Yep.
So that old chestnut. What makes this different from other Aliens? It largely takes place on the space shuttle. Once you get up there, it doesn't leave it.
Right.
Unlike the other ones where it's so many xenomorphs, this is almost Facehugger the movie.
Okay.
So they end up letting out facehuggers when they first start messing with doors with the cyborg. It's just such a different version of Alien because of that.
That's cool. Strip it way back down, like way the
back down. But there's a million of them, and they're all like they, you can tell by, like, we know because of the franchise, we know what probably happened here. We know what it can happen.
Absolutely.
And so we are very much like, oh God, don't do that, because that'll do the thing. They actually figure it out pretty quick, but somebody does get one attached to them. So now they're like, okay, we got to try to get out of here. But they're like, well, how do we get past them? And like the robot knows a lot of information. He's able to access a lot of information from the ship. And he's like, okay, well, if you walk really, if we make the room colder and you walk very slow, you'll be invisible to them. But if they hear you, you're dead. And there's like millions of them in this room. So there's like cool moments like that. The thing that tells you when this takes place is you find a destroyed, beat up cyborg, which is Ian Holm's character,
Ash, yeah,
from the original Alien. He's all jacked up. He's tapped into the computer system. He's all beat up in the milky, awful-looking cyborg blood. I don't even know if it's supposed... You assume it's supposed to be the original one. Maybe it's not. Maybe there's like 30 of those guys in existence. But it's a beat-up version of him, and it's trying to convince them to help the company, and he'll help them get away. He wants the specimen off the ship. The thing is, the robot gets infected by one of the other robots. robots that he's trying to get information from by tapping into him, literally.
Oh, interesting.
And now the robot who is their friend is not their friend.
Oh, wild.
So it's a cool little bit that happens there. That's about all I want to give you without giving away too much of the movie.
No, that's a good setup. It's very exciting.
It's really cool. Facehugger the movie, which sounds like it should be a musical. Really good. Very different. For a franchise that's been around since 1979 or whatever, I was pretty impressed.
That's cool. I like the idea of like kind of coming in to breathe fresh life back into it. Because I know a lot of people, we got heavy once Prometheus came out, then Alien Covenant and all that. We like got really heavy into the mythology and the backstory of how like Weyland-Yutani essentially kind of set all of these things into motion. And so we get really deep into like the android stuff and all of the thought processes. And then like a lot of these religious connotations that it either pulled you in or it pushed you away. It was very divisive.
And I feel like this movie does some of that as well. I think because they're going to reference things that are also ties to those other movies as well.
Because they have to, right?
Based they on have to at this place. Point.
Yeah.
So it's super wild. You're either going to love it or hate it. And almost everyone I've talked to, it's one way or the other.
It sounds like it'd be mostly an enjoyable return to what drew us in, because the other movies, Covenant and Prometheus, were good but very heavy on the exposition and like the mythology and the like, isn't this really cool? It is interesting and like neat, and it's cool they brought back Ridley Scott for Prometheus and things, but it's just like it doesn't quite feel like there's not that gravitas, there's not that isolationist, very claustrophobic horror that the first two films really bring so well.
Right.
I mean, like, it was just such a good idea going from Alien, which was essentially one very small crew, not a military, because space truckers, a group of space truckers versus one xenomorph. And it's like, how do you sequelize that? What about a group of badass Marines that's like three times the size of that number against a bunch of the aliens? Right. That's pretty awesome. Like, such a simple concept. But then by the time they got to three, they're like, what do we do now?
Right.
What if we bring it way back down? And there's a couple xenomorphs, but there's a prison colony of people who are like mixed badass, but on limited resources.
Right.
So it's like, it's just a tough road to hoe. And I'm glad to see, sounds like a little bit more of a return to form.
Yep. But let's see what the scores say.
Let's see.
IMDb. Gave it a 7.1.
Okay.
Rotten Tomato Critics, 396 of them, gave this 80%.
That's pretty good.
It's not bad. The audience, 5,000 plus, gave this an 85%.
Also pretty good.
There's a me score and a wife score. You wanna go for it?
Oh, man. I'm going to say you liked this more.
Correct.
Because the wife likes it when people murder people, not when
sure
aliens
does.
Murder people.
She does like that shit.
So you sound like you came away from pretty good. So pretty good for you is probably about, I'm going to go, you really liked it, it sounds like. So I'm going to go 7.5 for you, 6.5 for the wife.
6.5 for the wife is correct.
Okay.
An 8 from me.
Damn, okay.
I enjoyed what I got here.
That's high praise.
That's right. So everybody go tell me how wrong I am on social media. Go for it.
Do it.
Dare you.
You won't.
Oh, no.
My cruise ship.
He broke the glass with his big fat ass. Dang.